Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. This is season 3, episode 29. So what we're doing. This is still the Ing season, but this episode, I kind of had trouble coming up with the name because I was going to be sharing a lot, so I was going to call it sharing. But I feel like this episode should be called storytelling. So, kind of to go back and talk about what I talked about in the last episode, because I'm not trying to backtrack neither, but it's just how I was feeling at the time. So, and I was rushing to get to this celebration, but I'm a loving person. We gotta start over. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Air Brand Podcast. I'm Jay Air, and this is season 3, episode 29. To continue the Ing season, this episode is entitled Storytelling. At first, I was going to title it Sharing, because I was planning to share a lot and touch more on what I talked about in the last episode, because it was short. So I'm pretty sure people are like, what? Like, dang. It's good, but still, we want more. So, and to give a little backstory on the title, when I was growing up, my aunt always told us not to say lie or whatever, or somebody was lying. She told us to say someone was storytelling or telling a story. So, I wouldn't say I was lying, but I feel like, to me, I feel like in some ways I have lied on this podcast. Not lying about myself or anything, but some things I've been through, and I just, like, I don't know, kept it hidden. So I want to talk about that. And when I love somebody, I truly love them, like, in a sense, I love them forever. So, when I was saying the love outshadows or overshadows any love I have for somebody, I really was talking about one person in particular, somebody I had fell in love with. So, and I said it because I felt like I was in love with the idea of what could be or what could have been or something like that. So, that love definitely, because the love I have for the person now overshadows that love I had for that person. And I didn't think I could ever not, like, stop thinking about that person or anything. But I have, like, I hope they're all right and stuff. And I check on them. But the love thing, that's over and done with, honestly. So that's how I was feeling. So I shared it on the podcast. But to touch on, so to speak more truth, because that's why I say I feel like I'm lying. I'm a hopeless romantic because of me, in every way possible, because, of course, growing up and stuff. So I had an idea of the type of love that I wanted to have and what type of person. So, of course, I made a list. Like I try to preach to y'all, keep the list, don't change it, no matter who you meet, keep the list of the person that you desire. So no matter who you come across, don't adjust it or try to make changes because you think this could be the person for you, but ultimately it couldn't be. But so I say that to say this, because I briefly touched on it in season 2, because I did have a form of real love Once Upon a Time, and like I had it until I didn't, because I'm the one that messed it up. This is an actual time that I actually hurt somebody that I loved and like cared about. So it hurt me. It probably hurt me more than it hurt them, because like this was some real like unconditional love that we had, and we did just about everything together. Everything I would want to do with somebody that I talked about on this podcast. That's why like I'm coming out and saying this stuff, because it feels like a lie, because I had this ideal person and stuff once in my life, and I screwed it up. I let people get in my ear too as well. Like, this is around the time I cared a lot about what people said, especially my family. So that played a big part too. And ultimately, I end up loving somebody the wrong way. And went from letting them love me to not them allowing them to love me at all. Went from a man to a little boy. It sucks. But I don't want to speak on love and not speak on that, and just like make it seem like that got overshadowed or outshined or something in some way, and not bring light to that situation. Well, not situation, but light to that part in my life that's very vital. So I, of course, I became a hopeless romantic because I was in search of that love that I had, because it was gone. And I don't know when I was ever going to get that type of love back or anything. Because when you have somebody good, you got to hold on to them. You got to make it right in whatever possible way. So, just like how I said in college, I drew a lot of hearts. And I actually had this book, because this book was given to me. And I started drawing all that type of stuff in here. So, I think this is one of the first hearts I ever drew. This was for a sculpture class. I actually made this. I don't have it anymore. It's supposed to be like a pyramid with the, like a heart. When they like put it in the middle with the key. This is like some abstract sculpture I was going to make with the word love in it. Like, almost like graffiti. You can kind of see it. The L, the O, the V, and the E. Yeah, like, love is a big part of my life. This is the actual drawing, because I love music. This is the actual drawing that inspired my tattoo on my arm. It's called Pure Soul. And I just think just having roots from Philly, because of my family, that's why I drew that. And then, of course, I drew the Tin Man, because he doesn't have a heart. And I'm showing these drawings because it kind of sums me up, or how I was feeling at the time. And this one's called Falling Love, because your heart could be, for some people, your heart could be your Achilles tendon. This was for printmaking. Of course, again, I love music. And this is one of the drawings. I felt like how my heart was damaged by some other people in my life. It's really graphic. And this one too. But and then I made this too in ceramics class. I have it in storage, locked away. But then it gets more to more detailed hearts and stuff like that. So this is the heart I drew. That's a good person who I was just talking about when I had that real unconditional love and stuff. It's very detailed, of course, like key to your heart and stuff. But I just wanted to share that. Because, like I said, this was going to be the sharing episode. But I wanted to share a lot. And there's more I like to share, because I'm pretty sure people still wondering what I was going to talk about when I said I've been going through some stuff. But it's getting better. And it has. But I don't know. Sometimes I get point in times in my life where I feel like I've hurt people or done bad, and then bad things happen to me. I just feel like I deserve it because, like, why would you do stuff? Why would you do negative stuff and not expect negative to come back on you? Like, how can you love somebody and not treat them right? And like I said in the last episode, I self-sabotage. Like, it's like I'm two different people. And the previous conversation has definitely attested to that completely. Definitely make sure you're healed from any childhood trauma or anything before you even try to get in a relationship with somebody. And it just going back and just thinking about things I have talked about on this podcast. That's why I said I feel like a lie, because I need to practice more what I preach. Because talking about loving somebody the wrong way, just about everything, probably to season one, it's like, dang. I had that stuff that I'll be talking about. I had that type of love. I had that type of person. I loved somebody the wrong way. I have changed my list. Maybe probably to forget that person. But to try to not find somebody identical to them. It's crazy. So, in these drawings I'm about to show you, and I talked about them before as well, but do you get a better idea of what they look like now, because it's actually in the video. It's not like a post like last time. So a lot of my art, like even a lot of my hurt has been put in my art. So I just dive into it. That's like my safe space. And this podcast is a safe space. I'm going to share a lot more this episode. But I was doing these particular drawings in advanced drawing class, because we had to come up with a small drawing, a medium-sized one, and a large one. So, of course, the thing about love. And then we was playing a lot of racing games at the time. We was playing, of course, Mario Kart. And then this one game, if you had the key, you had the shortcut. And you possibly could win, depending on what lap you're on or something. But anyway, so sometimes I feel like love is like a race. And you're probably racing against the person that's meant for you, but you don't even know it. So in this drawing, I depicted that. I drew myself as the Boondocks character because I love the Boondocks. Of course, I drew a heart. Most of my drawings, like I said, I was drawing a heart, especially human heart. So around that time, if I didn't draw a human heart in my picture, the signature wasn't there. So I drew the tortoise and the hare type of hybrid character as well. But this is one. This is the small one. It's in black and white. But here it is. So then the next time we had to do color. We had to do color. It had to be this whatever, because you had to create a world or something like that, and like with your imagination. So you had to depict the same drawing, but it up the scale and add color as well. So this is it with color. I added some other characters and the color, the heart and stuff, and add some coins, yeah, whatever. But here we go. Oh, wait. Is it better this way or that way? I don't know. But yeah, as you can see, drew the tortoise in here again, myself and the person I don't know. I didn't know. Because I was in search for that. And of course, the different Mario characters, but a hybrid mixture of this character, but different variations with the plant, the ghost, the bullet, and the stone character that made to look like him. But yeah, and you see, you got the finish line, whatever. Still got the key, get your heart, and the arrows and stuff. But, and that was on my mind at times, so I was like, what's mystery? Then, is a bigger scale right here. Kind of got messed up. It's like a tear on the bottom of it. And I put in this frame to try to hold it together and stuff. Hold on. But yeah. It's, oh wow. It looks like it's about to fall out. Okay, I'm gonna just have to hold it like this because this is crazy. See, it's gonna fall. Right. So, this is that drawing. But, of course, the bigger version of it. And then, of course, I drew Kirby in there, King DVD, Meta Knight. And I redrew the characters again and put more color into it. So, I definitely was in search for that type of love again, and whoever it was supposed to be and stuff. Because I was heavily invested in that. Truly. I think it's all part of the journey, though. You never know until something's gone. But you can't allow other people in your life to depict what you want. You can't allow them to get in the way neither. They can't issue your steps. You have to go on your own path. They could be a part of your journey, depending on how much you let them in. But you gotta love who you love. You don't want to turn out like me. I never really known any stability in my life. Jumping around since I was a little kid, moving back and forth from my aunt to my sister's, back to my aunt's, then being forced to live with my mom, and then a family friend that betrayed and lied on me and got me put in a group home. And then to a godmom that wasn't, like, I don't know. It's better off wasn't living with her. I used to get talked to like a dog and stuff. It's crazy. And then moving from there to my godmom, I know to this day that I still talk to. She actually listens to podcasts. And when I say my mom don't want me to curse on the podcast, that's what I was talking about. Because she listened to this. And I've been doing good since then. So and she watches this, of course. Then I went to live with a god sister, and then not because nothing was going right at my godmom's, it's just that's how close we happened to be, and we just gradually started living over there. I lived with her several times, and when I was at college as well, so that was a big part of my journey and stuff, but it is what it is. And then back at my job, because they allowed us to live there while we worked there, and then all that mess happened. Now live with my god sister, then with my other one, and then back with that god mom that wasn't good. They used to talk to me crazy. I knew that going over there, but circumstances, so I had to get over there. But and then I was experiencing the same things at my I skipped a few steps. Let me go back. So after I was living with my god sister the first time, I went to live with my sister. Then I left my sister's because we always, my blood sister, we always have some weird relationship. Like, it's always arguments. Because, and that's a lot with my regular family, because there's a lot that's untalked about. And there's a lot, because there's a lot of unforgiveness, because it's brushed to the side, like stuff didn't happen. So it needs to be talked about. But I think that's, it's probably a lot with the black families. Just things get unnoticed and you feel unheard because these subjects people don't want to talk about. So anyway, now I need to go fully back. I need to go all the way back. So when I got out of, cause I used to be in a group home. So when I did get out of the group home, I went to go live with my sister. I was living with her. The same person I was talking about, she ended up coming to live with us. But how my family is, I pushed her away because I didn't want her to be around. Everything was going on, so I thought it was best for her not to be around. So that was dumb. But hey, you live and you learn. I'm still learning. So anyway, I got kicked out of my sister's whatever. She's trying to teach me a lesson to. So I ended up going living over to my aunt and my cousin because she looked down on them. That's the real reason why she dropped my stuff off of there. So I was living over there. Then I went. This when I went to my godmom that was talking to me like a dog and stuff. And then I went to my godmom that I know to this day that I used to work with her. But that's how we built our relationship. It just. I think she's seen everything that's going on and wanted to save me. So, and I'll always appreciate that. Then, that's when I went to live. I gradually ended up living with my god sister. And then, back and forth. When I was during college as well, like on the holidays. And then that's when I went back to my sister's. And, yeah. So I got from out of my blood sister's apartment and ended up getting an apartment with some guys from the group home. I should have just got an apartment myself. No shade towards them. It's just like, maybe we should have got a different place or I should have just got an apartment with my best friend and like my little brother. It would have been better. But hey, at the time, you don't really think. You're just like, all right, this should be good. So I got it out of that apartment. Then I was living with somebody I was dating. It was just weird. But that's very odd relationship. That person. It's crazy people. But I say like stuff I've been through, whatever I did, feel like I deserve it. So I got out of there. Now I start living with my cousin over there. And my family acted weird about it because something with my mom, like my blood mom, when she was living with my cousin, something. But that don't have nothing to do with me. And that defeats, and it really irritates me sometimes because I was raised with these same cousins. And it's not all of them. It's not all of them. It's these, like, and they forget that I was raised with them. So I was like, I'm like their brother. So when they, like, try to compare me to, like, my mom or my sister, it's like, so we just forget that we was raised together, which is really stupid. But so I was living there with her, paying rent, of course. And then I moved. And that's when I started working. I was still working at the group home, but that's when I ended up living at the group home that I was working at. Because I went back to give back at the group home, of course. As if you've been listening before, that's why I ended up working at. And I wanted the jobs I worked at. And, of course, I wanted to give back. So, And I seen, because, and I left there because I didn't want any of the stress that happened before when I lived with over there with my cousin. Because my aunt was coming. And I know what stress was going to come with that. Not particularly in, with her. It just, if she was coming, other things were coming too. And I didn't want that stress again. So I removed myself. And that's when I started living in an apartment there on the job. When I was off and stuff. I still would visit my guy family here and there. Then my first time leaving a group home because I wanted a different job, I ended up moving to Raleigh. I got my own apartment. And they low-key still owe me an apartment because the contract, the particular apartment that I was going to have, they wasn't ready. So they put in a contract. I was going to be in this certain one until mine was ready. And that never happened. So it's weird, and like I could have like made a fuss or flipped out or something, but that's what they want you to do. So I didn't do that. So it is what it is. So then I went back to work there, of course, and then I went back to work at the group home. Then of course that situation happened. So then I went back with my god sister and then living with other god sister. Then back with the godmom that doesn't know how to talk to people correctly. Then I was living there. I was trying to get a place again. I paid my debt to that apartment I had when I had with the people from the group home. And that's people that was, as a kid, we were there together, but we're adults now. So we owed a debt. I paid my part and money got removed from my credit and stuff. So I was able to get another apartment. So I applied. I didn't get it and stuff. And I had a deadline because when I was supposed to move out. And I already had in my mind, like, my plans, what I was going to do. And what I'm about to share, some people probably like, you don't have to tell people that. It's not their point. It's not for them to know. But I'm not sharing this because people deserve to know. I already done shared it on other podcasts too. So it's time to go ahead and say it. So when February of this year came around, it's like, okay, we're going to have to do one thing. This didn't happen. And then like, I think either Plan C or D was like, I already had it said in my mind, okay, I'm about to stay in a hotel. Or like, and I was like, I can't do that. I can't do that all the time. So, push comes shove, I'll live in my car. And yeah, so from March all the way up into not even August. I can't even say that. I'm in August. August when my accident happened. But March all the way up into to July, I was homeless. Like, and a lot of people don't know that. Like, some people close to me knew, and I didn't want to share it with everybody. But I already knew. I already set my mind, I had to do that. And I worked myself during the time, even before that, because all the way from March until August, I was working 6 days, like Monday through Saturday, at work, 10 hours, like on the Saturday. Well, depends if I stayed the full 10 hours during each of the days. Most of the time on that Saturday, I would get to leave early because you can't work over 60 hours. So, and that's what it was. I was writing more and I was just working. And then I would take showers at the gym. I had gym membership. I work out sometimes, but I took showers at the gym. And then I start working out with somebody. Then I start working out with somebody I call my brother now. Cause we have almost the same, been through the same, almost similar stuff. And that's not how we ended up became like, as we talk more, it's like, oh wow, we've been through this similar stuff. Like we became friends way before like we shared anything like that. It was just crazy how God put people in your life. And I value that friendship a lot. But yeah, I was homeless. I'd take showers at the gym. I would go take a nap because sometimes I would go take a nap at the rest area. First, I didn't know you could. At certain times, you can take a nap. Like I thought you couldn't take a nap at all at the rest area, not. But I'm like, it's a rest area. I'm like, you should be able to. So I would do that. I would take a shower. And then, like, one certain time, I would go park my car, take a nap at the rest area until it was time for work. And repeat that daily. Sometimes I take a shower at my mom's house. Or, what is it? Or the hotel, because we have a discount. So it was like, I wasn't spending nothing crazy when I was staying in the hotel. And then I figured out when I first ever about did crash my car, because I was trying to get a hotel and they said I couldn't get it because of certain miles. But I was like, the address I have on my license is not too far from here. So I thought it was weird. So I drive back to the gym because I already was at the gym. So I had to turn around and drive back. I guess, to the hotel or whatever, the rest area, either one. It probably was this hotel that time, because I was like, I'm just going to have to get one, because I'm tired. And this is around the time I about first crashed, because I had dented my car with the cones on the interstate, and that could have been worse than the actual accident I ended up having in August. So, but of course, I'm living in a house now. But still, don't take things for granted. And maybe that, and I'm not saying that to dang, he's going through a lot. No, how my mindset is, you wouldn't have never knew. If you, people is probably listening, what? They're like, wait, you were going through that? It is what it is. That's why I'm like, you don't know what somebody's going through at the end of the day. You never know. And so for me to be home, end up being homeless and then not being homeless anymore, really. And then almost dying, bro. I had to go back to therapy. And I usually don't even share stuff like this. And maybe it's the therapy, but I usually don't even share stuff like this at all. And pretty sure people that have been listening are like, wait, so that's what he was talking about. He was going through that he didn't really mention, but it was okay. But yeah, that's what it was, man. And a lot of people, and I'm not saying, I ain't doing this for pity neither. Definitely not. And because a lot of people had to live in their car and stuff before. And just add me to the list. But a lot of things you got to heal from, and There's a lot of things I'm having conversation with people has showed me there's a lot even more that I need to work on and heal from and stuff. But don't lose yourself trying to reach your dreams or whatever form of success that you see yourself getting, because it's not going to be worth it at the end, because you could lose yourself completely or lose a part of yourself. Then when you look yourself in the mirror, you don't even recognize who you are anymore. So let the things that you've been through push you forward, but don't forget them, because that makes you who you are. It's like your badge of honor or your battle scars. Because you made it through the fire. You're standing tall. You're inspiring somebody. Never stop believing. Give it all you got. For real. People watching you. I say that every time. People watching. So you could be you could be inspiring somebody, you don't even know it. But that doesn't make you perfect, nothing. That's why I say I think I'm perfect or something, like I got it all figured out. Look what I've been through. Like, that's not even the half of it. Like, it is what it is. Don't hold yourself down too much so you won't be able to get back up. Keep fighting. Do what you need to do to get to where you're going. Yeah. This has been the Air Brand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You can follow me on Instagram at Jay Air to the Throne. TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia, YouTube, Air Gaming, the group channels, 90210 Gaming, and Space Ranger Gaming, and listen to the group podcast, Blurred and Beyond. We're also on the radio on WRDB Media, Wednesdays at 6:30, 15 minutes. This previous episode we did yesterday, we incorporated a thing I came up with, like, with my close friends, and I don't know. I wanted to check on my friends. So this thing called Wellness Wednesdays. And you could do it too. Like, it's just a safe space, like, to share what people have been going through. If they want to share, you don't have to share everything. You can do it with your friends, family. But it's a good thing. So I did it with my best friend and my little brother. And then we just happened to, I brought it up to the podcast group. I said, we should do that. So we brought him into the fold. But hopefully we continue to do that. Not even in a recording, like, that's good, because, like, bring awareness for other men and whoever that's listening, because mental health is a big thing, and you need somebody to talk to, you need somebody to call on, and like I've been preaching since season one, you have to have a circle of people you trust. Like I said, not a lot of people knew I was homeless, so, and I didn't, and me, I take things on by myself, because I don't want to bring anybody down where I'm at. And that's not a pride. It's just like, I feel like I'm looking out for the people that I care about. But yeah, y'all stay blessed. Continue listening. Nobody feel sorry for me. No. Continue going on with your lives. But yeah. All right.